Hi, and welcome to another fantastic audio presentation with Jonathan Doyle from Choices Media. It's great to have you with us. Each year, Jonathan reaches tens of thousands of people around the world with a message of hope and change. And we know this presentation will make a real difference in your life and through you, many others. Please take a moment to visit the website at www.choices.com.au and explore the great range of products, audio downloads, and seminar options available. If you wish to make an inquiry about booking Jonathan for your conference, school, or event, then please use the Contact Us page and we'll get straight back to you. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy another powerful message with Jonathan Doyle from Choices Media.
Well, hi there, I'm Jonathan Doyle. Welcome to the weekly podcast. Great to have this chance to speak to you personally. Little break there for Easter, but now back in full swing. And the message I want to share with you very briefly this week is simply that your words shape your world. I'm going to talk for a second about language, and the language that you use day in, day out is going to be having an effect on the general results you're seeing in your life, right across the board, in work, in business, in relationships, in those areas of your life that are most important. You are going to be amazed to discover just how significant language is. And by language, I mean just how you talk to yourself. You know, I've got a massive fascination in this whole area of, you know, cognitive behavior therapy. You know, our thoughts and the way that we express them through language have such an incredible power. And look, years into doing this kind of work, I'm only still coming to terms with just how really powerful this is. People who are really successful, and remember, I've defined success repeatedly as not just financial, but success across all the key indicators of life that really matter. I mean, these people talk to themselves differently. They think different things. When adversity comes, they have different thought processes, and they express those thought processes in different kinds of language. So the first thing I want to do is just suggest to you that language is going to be shaping your reality in really powerful ways. It's not neutral. So like all these podcasts, one of the first things I want to do is really encourage you to have a huge sense of responsibility for your own life. I mean, unless you truly powerfully believe in reincarnation, friends, for most people listening to this, you're not getting another chance. I mean, this is it. So let's take some serious responsibility for the results that we're getting, and that's confronting. I mean, a lot of people just really don't want to confront the fact that, you know, the life you have now is not completely your own doing, but you've cooperated with the results you have so far. And I don't want to say that to be negative or critical. You might be really happy with where you are, and that's a great thing. But if you're happy, things could be better. And if you're not happy, things could be better. So there you go. That's going to unite us wherever you are at this particular stage of your life. So just to give this some background, language, you know, if you look at the work of someone like Martin Seligman, and some of you would be familiar with that name. Seligman is just, you know, the towering figure at the moment in the whole positive psychology movement. I've had the privilege to read some of his books, and of course, his work is becoming quite influential in the education sector. But you look at Seligman's work, and he's really clear. Language is a very powerful indicator of people's general level of mental health and the general level of quality of their relationships and the quality of key outcomes in their life. So the great thing about the weekly podcast that I get to do for you is that the whole week, I mentioned this once before, I'm just always got the radar out there looking for content, looking for ideas. And yesterday was Sunday, I got this fantastic little gift handed to me. I was getting some money out of a bank machine, teller machine. I'm standing there, the bank machine is next to a real estate agent. And I see this lady walk up, and the guy she's with walks over to get some money out too. And I hear her say in a clear voice to this guy, she goes, I'm just going to look at the real estate we can't afford. I mean, listen to that. I'm just going to look at the real estate we can't afford. I mean, you could do a whole podcast just on that, right? I mean, why even say it in the first place? If you know you can't afford it, maybe don't even look at it. But listen to the language. Let's look at the real estate we can't afford. I mean, here's another sentence. You know, it doesn't even have to say this out loud. You can just think this. Man, look at these houses. These are amazing. You know, one day I'm going to contribute so much to people's lives. I'm going to work so hard. I'm going to do something I love that makes a difference. And I'm going to buy one of these houses. I'm going to live here. I mean, people go, well, you know, but that's not possible. That's not really going to happen. Fine, I'm going to get to that at the very end of this podcast, what I think about that attitude. But can you believe that? Let's look at the real estate we can't afford. I mean, here's another sentence. Let's look at the real estate we're going to buy in 18 months' time. I mean, your mind will come to the party. This is interesting, you know. Now, these podcasts, I could go for hours on any tangent here. But your brain will come to the party. If you start thinking different things and saying different things, but the most confronting thing is you don't actually probably think that you can really control how you think. And that's the huge revelation of the whole cognitive behavior movement. You can actually train yourself to think differently. And when you train yourself to think differently, you'll actually begin to speak differently. There's quite a strong relationship, almost a kind of, you know, circular relationship between those two realities. You start to say different things, you start to think different things. You start to think different things, you start to say different things. So another great example of language that really struck me the last sort of 2 weeks when we took this break over Easter was, you know, excuse me if you're not sort of the same as me, but I'm a golf fan. I've been lucky. I play golf just about every day. It's one of those little things. I work hard. I work some crazy hours, but I always sneak out on the golf course, usually once a day. And the US Masters was just on. This is the pinnacle of golf, right? It's a beautiful golf course, Augusta National. If you don't know anything about this, just indulge me for a second. But one of my favorite players, in fact, one of the most popular players on the tour is a guy called Phil Mickelson. And Phil's amazing. You know, he's just, his language. He's being interviewed after each round that he's played, and his language was extraordinary. It's this kind of mix of confidence in key words, but not arrogance. You can sense the difference. I'll give you arrogance. I mean, listen to your average boxer before a fight. I mean, you can think of a few, can't you? These guys that stand up there, I'm the greatest in the world, I don't kill everybody. Well, if you did that, there'd be nobody left to watch the fight. But you know what the language is like? It's like, I'm just the greatest. I gotta tell everybody I'm the greatest. I gotta, friends, maybe it works, that's great. But someone like Phil Mickelson's different. It's just this quiet, calm, yeah, you know, I was really happy with how I played on the fourth hole today. You know, I'm really confident with the putter this week, but the tonality was different. Just this inner confidence. And this guy's obviously worked at it for years. So you can see at these elite levels, people are using language differently. And just to wrap up, I'll give you one example of what we do here at Team Doyle. My little kids, you know, we talk about, we don't have problems in our house. In fact, if you come to our house, we never have problems. And people are like, that's crazy, man. Of course you do. Everyone has problems. We don't have problems. We have challenges. And, you know, when we were early in our marriage, Karen used to get really frustrated with me. She'd be like, we do have problems. This is a real problem. I said, no, it's a real challenge. And it's just this little quirky thing I developed years ago because a problem, man, a problem's terrible. I mean, a problem's like, it's serious and it's dramatic and who knows what's going to happen. A challenge is something that you got to rise to. A challenge is something that is going to stretch you, is going to bring something out of you. So you can see a difference here. We don't have problems in our house. We have challenges. You don't actually have any problems in your career. You have challenges. Well, you don't understand my boss. Your boss is a challenge. He's not a problem. Well, he's a problem if you want him to be. Well, you don't understand the kids that I teach. They're always doing this. Well, you're just being challenged to become a master of classroom management. Well, you don't understand my girlfriend. She's caused me all these problems. Well, she's caused you challenges. She's going to cause you to grow, cause you to change. So, friends, let's wrap this up. A lot of stuff in there as usual. I like to keep it nice and punchy. But your words shape your world. I really want to encourage you today, wherever you're listening to this in the world, that just think about the language. When you're about to say, oh man, I can't believe that's the worst thing that's ever happened to me. You say, that's not ideal. That's not my preference. You see what I mean? Have a bit of fun with it. You'll be surprised. And I'll tell you what, it's hard work. You know, always, like I often say, you know, with a podcast, let's tell you the truth. The truth is that changing cognitive behavior and changing language is really, really hard. That is why only a small percentage of people really live extraordinary lives. And I love it because some people hear this and they'll be like, oh, it's just positive thinking, I should talk to myself. You know what I say to people like that? Go and live your result. I mean, yeah, I remember, you know, when I was doing a double major in English Lit years ago, you know, somebody's had this great comment. They said, you know, no statue has ever been built to a critic. But last time I checked, you know, there's plenty of statues for William Shakespeare, right? You know, people are just like, well, this is just talking to yourself. I'm going, well, of course it is. Of course it's exactly what it is. But the last revelation I got for you today is that, you know, I spent 20-odd years, 25 years, keeping really fit, running every day, grinding it out in the gym. But it's only recently that I began to go, wow, you know, I can take care of my body. I can work every day on my body. I mean, friends, I'm standing here right now. I'll tell you the truth. I just ran 14 kilometers. You know, it's getting on to midwinter here. It's freezing cold. I have my little boy in this special running pram, and we're doing 2 laps, 14 kilometers. And I'm going, wow, I just spent, like, what, an hour? And we, you know, run in splits of about 30-odd minutes. I run about an hour, yeah? But am I today going to spend 1 hour working on my cognitive behavior? I'm going to spend 1 hour working on my language. Well, probably not. I'm going to squeeze in and do the best I can. But you see the point? The critics can go and live their result. But if you want a different result, then you're going to need to start working on this. Watch the language that you're using. Challenge the thoughts that are coming through your head. This can be a real difference. So there's your homework. Do something today. Use language differently today. Have some fun with it. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Weekly Podcast, and I will be speaking with you next week.
Hi again, and thanks for taking the time to enjoy another audio presentation from Jonathan Doyle at choices.com.au. please take a moment to visit the website at www.choices.com.au and explore the great range of products, audio downloads, and seminar options available. If you wish to make an inquiry about booking Jonathan for your conference, school, or event, then please use the Contact Us page and we'll get straight back to you. So thanks again, and we look forward to bringing you even more inspiring and educational messages in the time ahead.